This is our center. Fill it with love, fill it with respect, and fill it with our pride.
It was a celebration that had been in the making for decades. The grand opening of the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Community Center, the first building in the country designed specifically for the LGBT community. The ribbon-cutting ceremony seemed to bring out everyone, and civic leaders, including Mayor Willie Brown and openly gay San Francisco Supervisor Tom Amiano, were beaming with pride.
This structure will be one of the most photographed structures by people visiting San Francisco from anywhere in the world, because there's nothing else like it anywhere.
And in honor of today, I don't know if you can see, I wore my red shoes. And just like Dorothy, I'm going to click them three times. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Welcome home!
It was a dream of Harvey Milk's more than 20 years ago to have a center where gays and lesbians could come together to talk politics, get counseling, or just be themselves.
The need for a community center in San Francisco has been evident for the last 40 years almost.
Oren Slosberg is the interim executive director of the center.
In the late 70s, in 1979, actually, when Harvey Milk was shot, he had his staff looking for a site for a community center. And there were additional attempts in the 80s to try and create a community center, and so far, nothing was able to take off.
It is a magnificent 41,000 square foot structure at 1800 Market Street.
One side is the Fallon Building, which is a classic Queen Anne. It's a three-story building with beautiful Victorian detail. The other part of the building is a steel structure with a glass facade. When you walk into the building, there's kind of an atrium, and we're going to be lighting up that glass with different colors, so it'll be a beacon to Market Street. And eventually the freeway across the street will be coming down right in front of the building. So as you drive into San Francisco, the first thing that you'll see is this beautiful glass-lit beacon that we can actually change the colors on it.
The building cost $15 million, $7 million given by the government. San Francisco has certainly not been lagging in the number of services available to the LGBT community, but now they've all come together under one roof, 23 different nonprofits.
There's really a nice mixture of organizations, because what we were trying to do is that anybody who comes into the building will have some kind of connection. So the Deaf, Gay, and Lesbian Center will be calling this center their home, and they will be based out of here. There will be family organizations and youth organizations. There's an art organization, an educational organization. One of our key tenants is the City College of San Francisco, which is the largest community college in the country. And they're going to have a campus here, and they already started classes, and they'll be offering almost 50 hours of classes a week, including classes like Internet for Older Adults, or classes for homeless youth about how to get into college, or the anthropology of homosexuality. They'll be offering a variety of different classes to the people that are going to be using the center.
Opening day was packed with music and speeches and lots of emotion, the culmination of years of hard work, led by determined volunteers like Dana Van Gorder.
Our community has made a massive contribution to the social and political fabric of San Francisco. It is time that we had a monument to that contribution, and with this beautiful building, we will fully take our place in this city.
This building is really going to be shaped by the way people use it, which is an amazing opportunity. I mean, it's really a dream. It's been the Taverns Guild dream. It's been Harvey Milk's dreams. There's been many people involved over the years that this has been their dream, and many of them are not alive anymore, and I wish they could all just be here, and I kind of feel their presence when we're doing all of this work. They're really here with us, and they're excited about seeing this thing become a real home for different people.
For more information on the San Francisco LGBT Community Center, go to www.sfcenter.org. For This Way Out, I'm Brian Goble in San Francisco.
Don't you know that?